Test 65, Section 2, Question 20. And here we want to find the flaw with the journalist's reasoning. And we get, newspapers generally report on only those scientific studies whose findings sound dramatic. So they're only going to report stuff that sounds dramatic. Furthermore, newspaper stories about small observational studies, which are somewhat unreliable, are more frequent than newspaper studies about large randomized trials, which generate stronger scientific evidence. Okay, so there's a couple of claims here. There's more newspaper stories about small trials than there are about big, and small trials aren't as good. Therefore, a small observational study must be more likely to have dramatic findings than a large randomized trial. So small studies must be more likely to have dramatic findings. Well, here what we have is we've got a problem where it's saying they generally report only on things that are dramatic, and there are more frequent, they more frequently report on these small trials than big ones. So then it's saying, therefore, small studies must be more likely to have dramatic findings than big ones. And the problem with this is this has an issue with the way that they're selecting things. It's kind of a sampling issue. So even though we do know, yes, there are more stories about the small trials than big ones, and we know that all of the studies are going to be dramatic, well, that says that in the news, there are more small trials than big trials. But it doesn't say whether or not there's more of those that are going to be dramatic, because we don't know about the relative group sizes of small studies versus big studies. It could be that 95% of big studies have dramatic findings and only 10% of small studies have dramatic findings, but there are 1,000 times as many small studies as big studies. And so the fact that there are more of them being reported on doesn't tell us whether they're more or less likely to have dramatic findings unless we know about the group sizes of each of the two categories, the small trials and the big trials. So that's our problem here. So A, we're going to look at those answers now. Cast doubt on the reliability of a study by questioning the motives. That's not what happened here. That would be a flaw, but it's not happening here. Fails to consider that even if a study's findings sound dramatic, the scientific evidence for those findings may be strong. It's not about whether the dramatic is strong or not. See, it confuses a claim about scientific studies whose findings sound dramatic with a similar claim about small observational studies. And this one I said, I'm not sure. It uses the parts that I want, so let's hold on to it, but I don't know. And then D, it overlooks the possibility that small observational studies are far more common than large randomized trials. That's what we were looking for. Because if there's a lot more of them, then that would explain why they're reported more frequently. Not necessarily because they're more likely to be dramatic, but simply because there's a greater number of them. So D is great. And then E fails to rule out the possibility that a study's having findings that sound dramatic is an effect rather than a cause of its being reported on. Well, that would be a flaw, but that's not what we're getting here. It was about the relative numbers of each of the two. And so, therefore, answer choice D is definitely our best response.